I'll never lose my grip.
I struggled hard to get what I got, fam.
No, I'll never lose my grip.
So I will not let it slip through my hands.
No, I won't ever lose my grip.
Excuses are something that I just cannot stand.
I'll never lose, I'll never lose, I'll never lose, I'll never lose, I'll never lose my
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to episode 6 of The Real Raw Roper Show. It is crazy that we are on episode 6. I know I said it was crazy that we're on episode 5, but that is because I just keep thinking just a short few weeks ago, I was so nervous and worried about doing the podcast at all, let alone committing to doing 2 a week, which some people are telling me it's too much to start, but I just genuinely like doing it. And I get excited on Mondays and Fridays because I get to share some stories or ideas with you guys, and I'm getting so much feedback. I couldn't imagine I would be getting the feedback that I am from the people I am. There's some people I haven't talked to in years that are getting back to me about either one, just enjoying the podcast, or two, that it's even helping them through a time that they're going through right now, which is just amazing to hear. It's the whole point I'm doing it. I'm happy enough that anyone's listening, let alone the amount of people that are, and that they're taking away something from it. Just makes me honestly just beyond grateful. I can't even express how much it means to me. So I hope you guys continue listening. I hope I continue to get better so you guys can, you know, enjoy it a little more. It's a lot less choppy. So again, just thank you for listening. But today I'm going to jump into something that kind of relates to me being nervous about doing the podcast at first, and that's jumping out of your comfort zone, or to just do the thing you want to do and not worry about the judgment you'll receive from it. So the thing I think happens, it happens to everyone no matter what age you are, but a lot of younger kids being like starting off middle school or high school or going into college, a lot of these kids try to find themselves in the activities they do or what they want to do or even what their major is going to be or what school they're going to go to, and their decision is hindered in my mind from worrying about what other people are going to think or what they think or what's acceptable. They just don't want to be uncomfortable in other people's eyes. But the thing I have to say about it is people are going to judge you negatively and positively, but negatively is what you're worried about. So people are going to judge you negatively no matter what you do. You could be the best person in the world and do everything in a positive outlook and try to help people, and you are going to be negatively judged by a handful of people in your life. No matter how many that is, it could be 5 or 5,000, depending on how big and out there you are. But the point is, you're going to be judged no matter what you do. So if it's something you want to do and you're worried about being judged, the thing you're worried about is already happening in my mind. People are judging you for everything you do. So the only thing holding you back is worry or fear of judgment from others. It's already happening. So that should free you to do the thing you want to do anyway. Because if you're already being judged, what is there to be afraid of? What is there to fear? So I think that's a big thing. I think acknowledging that you are being judged already, accepting it, and basically saying, screw those people, because what do they know, is just the start of this self-enlightenment and self-happiness, really. Because when you stop worrying about what other people think or what you think or what it's going to make you feel, and you just do what you think is going to make you happy or just something you want to do, period. Whether it's for whatever reason, even if you're not chasing happiness, if it's just something that's fun that you think would be fun, just screw it and go do it. That's what I think. I think you should just go do it. Now, I have a friend who is a stand-up comedian. He's been funny as hell since I was in fourth grade. He's my age, so since we were in fourth grade, he's been just this. He just looks like a comedian. He's about 5 foot nothing. I'm sorry if you're listening to this. I know you're like 5'6", 5'7", maybe-ish. But he's very short. He's a little heavier set guy. He's growing a mullet, and he has a weird mustache with a goatee. Like, he just looks like a cartoon character. And he's funny as hell, and he just started recently really pursuing comedy. So he's been, I think it's been about a year that he's been doing open mics or stand-up in front of people, which takes a whole lot of balls. So he's been doing it. He's been getting pretty good. He was he did a couple things down the improv, I think. He won one round of something. I don't know all the exact accolades, but I know he's good. He's good enough to make a whole crowd of people laugh, and very rarely, if at all, they're ever silent. So he gets a lot of response, but the point is he's good at stand-up. He's good at being funny. So he went through a couple things recently, which everyone does, and it kind of stumped him. He got stuck, and he wasn't doing stand-up, and I kind of just shot him a text. I was like, hey, man, how's the stand-up and comedy going? And he's like, well, I haven't been doing it. You know, I've just been busy, this and that. I feel like I'm not going to put out anything funny, or it's not going to be good, and I'm not taking any responsibility for this, but the thought I gave him was, it's not about being good. First off, being good is subjective. Like, I might think you're great and someone else might think you suck. And honestly, neither one is right or wrong. It's all subjective opinions. So the thing I told him was, if it makes you happy, just go do it. And I know it makes him happy. It brought out so much of him. And I just wanted him to go do the thing that makes him smile. And the thing that makes him smile is making a lot of other people laugh their ass off. So he eventually went back, and I think he just went down to Philadelphia. Well, I know he went to Philadelphia, and he went to this comedy show called Kill Tony, which apparently is a pretty big comedy show. I don't know much about comedy besides like the big, huge names that everyone knows. I like laughing, but he's a real practitioner. I mean, he knows his shit about comedy. So this thing called Kill Tony is a comedy show, from which I pick up that he sits down with a bunch of other comedians. They have a fishbowl of thousands of people that wrote their names down in this theater, and they pick random people to come up, and they're all one like trying to be comedians. I'm about to sneeze. Wow. Anyway, everything was going smooth until I sneezed. So they pick a bunch of names out of this fishbowl. You come up, you try to do a minute of your skit, and then they basically roast you afterwards. So they went through a couple people, and the very last guy sucked. He was so terrible that they decided that they couldn't end on that note. So they pick one more name out, and who is it but my friend Joey Tongle in the freaking last row of this theater, walking up where they can't even see him because him standing shorter than people sitting down in the seats. So he walks in, goes up the stage, hits him with his freaking zingers about his jokes that he has lined up. And he's nervous, but he does well. It's funny. And the dude freaking loves him. From the way he looks, from the way he talks, just everything about him, his vibe. They end up, you know, kind of having a little connection there. And it's high praise. So not only did he go back and do comedy, because he said, fuck other people, and decided that it's something that he wanted to do, and that's why he's doing it. But him doing that put him in a place where that video of him being on that show, he's getting thousands of views. People are seeing him more. And I think, and I've yet to talk to him about this because I really wanted to have him on the podcast for this episode, but we're both really busy people running around like maniacs. So little shout out to Joey Tongle. If you hear this, we need to get on the actual episode and kind of dive into this more and a lot of other things I know we can talk about. But the thing I think all of that did was give him his confidence back. And confidence doesn't need to always come from success. It just needs to come from you being happy. And I think it made him happy, obviously. But it also was definitely a thing of success. So the point behind the story is just go out there and do it. Don't let anything hold you back. And it's not always judgment. Sometimes you just get busy and you have to cut something out of your life to make time for all the other things. So the way I relate that is I am so in love with the martial art of jiu-jitsu. Loved it. If you know me, you know it was such a defining moment of my life to start it. It kind of changed my whole life and everything I was doing. But then I started to wrestle and I was playing football and school happened and I got busy. So I kind of fell out of jiu-jitsu. And as much as I love jiu-jitsu, I've been accustomed and used to not doing it. So adding it back in my schedule was not only make me nervous in a way, because I don't like change, But then it also creates, you know, if I add this back, then other things have to change and I have to cut something else out. So I've just been used to not going, which is why I haven't gone. And I just need to take that step. I need to take my own advice, of which I'm trying to give, and just go to a class, because I know it's only going to take one good class for me to just rekindle the fire and just be almost addicted to going, because that's what I was. I mean, in my highest point of my jiu-jitsu career, I was going at times 6 days a week, and three of those days were double blocked classes. So almost 2 hours straight of just jiu-jitsu, and then I would go back the next day and do the same thing. So I was there that much because that's what I loved. I loved doing it. It wasn't work to me. It wasn't practice. It was something I genuinely loved. And then when I got busy and had to stop doing it, it just got so normal for me not to be there that that's what I define as normal. And I need to stop defining that as normal and just go back, because it's what I love it so much. Jiu-jitsu and wrestling were two of the biggest points of my life where, you know, and they're both mat affiliated sports, which is not a coincidence, because that's where I'm comfortable. That's my life. That's what I'm good at. It's a place where I learned hard work and dedication, and really trying to learn the craft pays off. It correlates so much in life, and they're both very similar, but just unbelievably different in the same way. But not to nerd out about it, which I can very easily, because it's just an extreme passion of mine that I love to talk about. But the point is, I need to take my own advice and take that step. And I think there's a lot of you that also need to just take that step, no matter what it is. I think no matter what's holding you back, you need to just take that one step outside that comfort zone, and everything will change. That's all. So a little shorter of a podcast today, guys. It's been a crazy week. It's going to be an even crazier weekend. My girlfriend of 2 years, a little over 2 years, is finally turning 21. She's been the baby of the friend group for ever, and none of us can really believe that she's turning 21. So super exciting that she's going to turn 21 tomorrow. So I'll be a little busy, a little nuts. Not sure if we'll get a Monday podcast. We'll see, because this weekend is going to be a very fun, love-filled weekend that is inevitably going to lead to an extreme hangover on Sunday morning. So if that hangover runs all day and I'm just useless and can't do anything, I don't know if we'll get a podcast Monday. So sorry about that if we don't, but I'll make up for it. I'll have a nice long podcast Friday. I'll hopefully get some planning in. We are going to start really trying to incorporate some interviews. I got a lot of people lined up that I want to have a lot of really cool and valuable conversations with. I want to interact with you guys more. I'm thinking about doing Instagram live videos. If you guys are even interested in hopping on and talking to me, let me know in some feedback. I'd appreciate it. But overall, today, just take what I said how you will. And I hope you enjoyed the podcast, guys. Please like and share all over the place. Real Raw Roper Show up next. Thanks, guys. What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Real Raw Roper Show. If you haven't yet, please go subscribe to my Spotify and or Anchor channel. Both are under The Real Raw Roper Show if you hit the search bar. And if you feel like I'm bringing you any value, or if you feel like I'm getting better or doing a good job, please share all over social media. I'm trying to get out there and reach as many people that need any sort of help that are willing to listen to me as possible. You guys are making this all possible, and I hope you continue to do so.